Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me, in no particular order, are the players and their level 4 characters. Brandon.
I'm Ikurok Poonflay,
level 4 Bloodhunter Half-Orc.
Caleb.
My birth name is Caleb. The name I've adopted is Kaito Atata. I am the Warforged Barbarian level 4.
Tomo.
Tomo, I'm playing Steve Tehiman.
I'm a level 4 human ranger.
Brayden.
I am Beleg Degar, half-elf hexblade warlock, also level 4.
P.S. We have a badger.
Krizzlik.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards.
How many of you are there?
4.
That's a bird.
4.5.
4 and a feather.
There's a brigand amongst you.
Can they see that in my disguise, though?
So you are a nondescript human in the black breastplate.
Yes, so. Yeah, that makes sense. I'll snap my fingers.
It was all a dream.
Naked lady.
That is a good idea. Well, sure, for fun. I'll go as a naked lady.
Okay.
Not me.
Yeah, man, you're a vision of beauty.
I'm slightly distracted by my own boobs.
Steve fails his constitution check and gets a nosebleed.
You see Leah, the shopkeep from the Wizard and Spear, appear at the south street, south main street that leads down, and along beside her are a couple of those wagoneers, the meat wagons that you saw at South Pole Docks.
Since we've just kind of made this public appearance, do we hang around to meet with, like, the mayor and stuff to try to become heroes of the town or the new owners of the White Chain?
We can tell them to meet us at the White Chain. They can tell them the new owners of the White Chain. We'll have a chat with them.
Because we got to leverage this as, like, kind of goodwill with the city.
Yeah, aside from looting corpses, getting Steve's daggers back somehow, running Randy, maybe he's got something that these very, very intelligent villagers kind of missed. It'd be very difficult, but perhaps they did miss something.
So we're out of combat right now, right?
Yeah, we're out of combat.
This guy that we hit in the leg, I'm going to just take his weapons away, quickly search him, but also use my rope to hogtie and gag him.
Yikes. Hogtied the fellow that Steve D. Achilles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, like, give him a pat down, and yeah. And that's why I gagged him, because I don't want to listen to it.
Nope. And so a bit of, like, dirty cloth in his mouth then?
Yeah, just like, I don't know, some dead guy's shirt beside me.
Take his Achilles from the ground and stuff.
Yeah.
Steve is going to walk up to where the pieces of Randy are currently. And as he's walking up, he's kind of going from body to body that he's put daggers into and kind of gingerly, like, trying to pull.
Hi! Who are you people?
It is the quartermaster. He's holding his plumed helm under one arm, and he strides up with his sergeant. Yep, he has
new owners of the White Chain. New owners of the White Chain.
We are hired guns and also investors.
We're the ones that just saved your town and all your people from being killed and murdered by these gnolls and brigands. And we are also the new owners of the White Chain.
Yes. Oh, is that right? The first thing's my job. It's my job to slay brigands.
Well, we just did it for you. A thanks would be nice.
Steve calls from the gallows. You did a shitty job.
You know.
Steve asked.
Steve, where are you?
I'm over at the gallows. Those gnolls weren't acting the way Steve expects gnolls to act, especially in a fight.
Okay, you'd see the bits of Randy that were chewed upon by gnolls even after they were dismembered. But, you know, as you'll recall, Randy only had on a white shirt and some breeches. He discarded all of his armor.
Yeah, I'm wearing it.
I'm gonna check, does he have anything in his hands? Like, there was a reason why the gnolls kind of went to him. That's what I'm kind of trying to investigate.
Like, an orange arcane check?
Roll an investigation, Steve.
Oof, okay. here we go. Oh, not good. Inspiration.
Roll that inspiration.
Okay, come on. First one was a 4. I'm not rolling that. Okay, 13.
All right, you see Randy's shins, I suppose, and you see that his breeches around, you know, his lower trouser leg, they were totally torn apart. You know, like these gnolls were looking for some sort of lower leg armor, like a pair of greaves or something. Beleg, can you roll a history, buddy?
Yep. 16 plus, or maybe minus. That's a 16 minus 1. So
it'd be fitting if it was minus 1, because you still beat my DC, but in such a hilarious way. Beleg, you remember, you had 3 items that you picked up from Randy's armor set. A helm, the breastplate, and a pair of greaves.
Oh, greaves, fuck yeah. Yeah, I've probably donned the entire set, so I'd be wearing them under my layers, yeah.
Okay, so the only thing that you aren't wearing of Randy Quicksilver's stuff is his helm.
Yeah.
Okay. And Leah, guys, now, she's going to the guy with the axe in his back, and as she triages him, she shakes her head, and he's not able to receive any more medical attention. This guy's gone. She now runs over to you, Kaitoa, and starts to look at the crudely shoved gag in this guy's mouth and looks back to you a bit inquisitively, and she's making to take that gag out.
Of the gnoll's mouth?
Of the brigand's mouth.
Or he's a brigand, right? I thought he was a gnoll.
Dude, that's so fitting that Kaitoa would not even see, not even distinguish between his foes.
Yeah.
Kobold? Gnoll? Brigand?
Yeah, what does it matter? I ask her, I was like, what do you want from this man?
She looks up at you and simply continues to take the gag out of his mouth and says, simply to help and to heal?
Not this guy. We need him for questioning.
Oh, I thought this was your friend. Is this not your friend from the store earlier who has the deposit?
No, this is one of the men who were attacking the town.
I'm sorry. It's so easy to get nondescript humans mixed up. Oh, and she steps back. Oh, this is then a Southie. Oh, a brigand.
Yeah, and I put my finger in his Achilles heel and just poke it a bit.
And be like, yeah, this guy's coming with us.
Okay, Leah starts to make off in the other direction, but awfully confused. She's heading back simply towards the meat wagon, and then passing by Beleg.
Hi, Leah.
Hey.
Oh, dear me. From the store. Here. I was going to use these. Really, though, it seems like now would be a good time to give the customer maybe a trial run. And she, you notice she's been wearing brassy-looking gauntlets. She takes them off and hands them to you, Beleg.
And thankfully, I have dainty feminine forearms, and they fit perfectly.
Healing gauntlets. Delivered. Payment due, though, so do come back now that the execution's over. But oh my, what has happened here? I must go on and tend to more of the wounded. And she runs off, you know, towards some of these other injured guards.
I say thank you.
Steve is making his way back towards Beleg, and as, again, like, as he's going, he's kind of finding the guys that he's put knives into and stopping a moment to pluck a knife out here or there. But making his way towards Beleg.
Can I gauge what's going on with the corner master here, and is he all good, or do I need to continue on with him?
As I said, it's my job. The job of the city. I don't know what's happening at the outside walls that gnolls and these little skittering. I don't know if they are snake people come in the walls. What's this?
And one of these maybe runners, like a city runner, comes up and whispers in his ear.
Bludgeon and slaughter at the Southbound.
And you catch a couple words about bloodshed, and then the runner backs away.
Or is that you down at the docks then, too?
I don't know anything about that, but what I do know is we took care of these people while you were standing back, not doing anything, and I had to tell you to get your ass in here.
Taking care of all of our problems for us, are you? Cleaning up the nice brigand South Polby docks. I see you cleaning up here, too. Well done, then. Why don't you just take my sword from me? You've done my job.
Okay. And I also want the white chain.
He unsheaths his sword, and it is large and impressive. Maybe make a perception roll, Rook?
Well, I'm taking that fucking sword. That's a 18.
This sword looks like it has some, you know, some sort of, I don't know, ornamental aspect to it. It's been hanging on some wall. Anyways, it comes out with a sling, and he's holding the hilt sort of out towards you. Just then, the sergeant, who's still rubbing the little purple egg-shaped bump.
Take that guy's sword. The guy with the rutabag on the side of his head. He doesn't even use it.
Sir, I don't think you should be playing with these folks, sir.
He looks...
I'm snatching that sword.
Okay, you can try and make a dex roll.
I'm taking that fucking sword before he tries to put it away. Oh, 19.
Easy work for the fastest sheather in the West.
Oh, you got a plus 19. 19?
Yeah.
And just as you grab the hilt, Rook, I will give you this. Yeah, he tries to pull it back. You know, he was trying to do a little intimidation move on you. And it has not gone how he has planned. As he tries to sheath it back and draw it away from you, you actually catch the ball of the hilt. And now you are holding the hilt of his sword, and he is pulling it away from you.
I'm going to hold on to it, and I'm going to stare him down.
The soldier sergeant to the right does nothing but grasp you both firmly and says,
"'Tis not my place to say, sir, but I don't think this is advisable. He looks like a trained swordsman."
Well, I'm keeping my hand on that damn sword. I ain't letting it go.
As this is happening, I'm just going to pause that scene. Rest of the party, Steve, Beleg, and Kaitoa. What are you up to?
I'm stopping that meat wagon, kid.
Okay, you want to go engage with the meat wagoneers?
Yep.
There's two of them. You get the feeling. Might be the same meat wagoneers from South Polby.
Yeah, I say, hey.
Hello,
what the fuck are you... We did all of the work for this. This is our loot. What are you doing? Get out of here.
Tell you what, Governor. The clean bodies, clean armor, pays a little bit more than bloody armor with the entrails. I know it. You want to cut out the middlemen, so I'll tell you what. I'll clean the armor off, and I'll sell it back to you. Versus you having to clean out the armor and the entrails yourself. What you say, Governor?
Just remember, we have a robot who loves doing menial tasks like cleaning.
Oh, don't worry. I remember. No. I have somebody that can clean that. All I want for you to do is collect it, and I'll throw you a couple gold pieces for collecting
it. Oh, right then, Governor. Collection it is.
And as they grumble off, they seem to be dutifully loading up the bodies, doing no cleaning, but under your supervision, Beleg, and clearly you seem like a fairly commanding a personality. What did you offer them? A silver?
Yes.
I think as long as you use the S word, the magic S word, you are essentially commanding these commoners. Yeah.
Sweet. And I want to tell them to, once they've got everything collected, drop it off at the White Chain.
Right-o, Governor, right-o.
Good buds.
Yeah, and as they knuckle drag around the plaza, you see them, make no discrimination between townsfolk, commoners, gnolls, not much left of kobolds. I mean, they really turn into a nice spread. And yeah, it's just, it's cleanup time. Kaitoa and Steve, are you seeing the brinksmanship happened between Rook and this quartermaster?
Yeah. So I'm throwing this brigand over my shoulder, the hogtied dude.
Take him.
And I'm going to walk up to Rook and these guys that are chatting, and I'm going to join in this conversation.
Hey, Belling.
Yeah.
Find anything that guy dropped? Like something that you'd wear around the legs, belt, anything like that?
Yeah, I got some greaves. You want to take a look at them when we get back to Lieutenant Dorfell's or the White Chain?
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing. It looks like the gnolls were checking out pockets or something around his pants.
Fuck, Steve, I turned into a beautiful naked woman one time, and you instantly started asking me to strip down.
I'll see your pants. Take your pants off.
Robin, I'd like to say to the captain's guard or whatever it is, just saying that, like, for what we've done here, we got some questions. We'd like to talk to the mayor.
And I'm going to say to him too, you offer me your sword, I'm taking it.
Come to the White Chain. The drinks are on us. Okay,
so Rook, can you roll intimidation?
Oh, I haven't let go and he's letting go, so.
The question is what he does afterwards.
15.
Well, you have successfully wrestled this out, and just as the sergeant lets go of your arm, unintentionally, the sergeant has allowed the quartermaster to have his sword stolen by you, dual-wielding half-orc. And here's what you do. Can you make a dex check now? And you spring back away as he lurches for his sword that he did not expect to be taken.
Dex 12.
Yeah, man, you spring back. I mean, that's not hard. And now you're flanked by your construct companion, huge and towering, with a brigand over his shoulder.
Oh, God. Balak starts walking over there, too.
Okay, and then who said, Kaitoa, then you walked up just as you were talking there, then Rook, you got the sword, and then Kaitoa, you mentioned the mayor, and the, can you sort of repeat why?
Yeah, just because of, like, obviously the damage that's happened, the attack, the job that we did, and we plan to do in the future, we would like to talk to the mayor to discuss our position in the town.
Only I talk to the administrator, and only I talk to the mayor. I really want my sword back. Make him give me my sword back.
Well,
he puts his helm back on, and the person there, Sandrid, the sergeant fellow, he looks at
Yu Kaito looks back at his quartermaster fellow and says, loud enough for you guys to hear,
"We're in over our heads, sir. I think better pass this along, shouldn't we? Pass it along. up the chain. I say, send them along to the administrator."
Yes.
Bellic throws him a good thumbs up. Like, good idea. You guys made a wise life decision today.
The quartermaster is turning away now that he's put his helm on, and although his plume, you know, makes him look like a foot and a half taller, his head is low and sunken about his shoulders, and his sergeant friend kind of puts his arm around his shoulders, and they both turn away as they gather their fallen comrades. Leah seems to have triaged and maybe assisted a couple of these fellows who are quite badly wounded, but they're up and they seem to be motioning to grab one of the carts, and sure enough the sergeant and the quartermaster and his men are starting to load themselves, sort of defeated looking, into one of these carts as you look on.
Does Leah have an extra bandage for the quartermaster's tears?
Heyo! I hope Katoa said that out loud.
Yep.
Even though he's not injured, the quartermaster lies down in the wagon along with the wounded. And the sergeant comes back to you, and now quite close to you, Katoa and Rook and Beleg and Steve. Are you in this in earshot?
Yeah.
What happened to the owl?
The owl is just basically hanging out on top of the gallows.
Ah, okay. So actually, you get a good view, and so he comes up and says,
"It's the administrator you want, then?
Yes.
I do believe you saved people today here in the plaza, gentlemen."
And he bows just ever so slightly, probably not enough for anybody to see except for you guys. He points northwards, north east, say, up the northeastern main road, this largest road in Polb towards, between, you know, the noble quarter and up to Hugill Castle.
"Mayor's at the castle, and so's his right-hand man, the administrator. Nafri's his name, in the brown cloak."
Nafri?
Nafri. N-A-F-R-E.
Thank you.
Do we want to take this brigand with us, or...
I think we take him with us, and then I can also show him the sword and say that the quartermaster gave us this sword because we did such a good job.
Can't we send this, this sergeant over to Nafri to come visit us at the White Chain?
Probably. So I think I'd like to go back to the White Chain.
Yeah.
Can I go back? You guys want a pit stop? Oh, by the way, damage check. I want you guys to know, you guys took down over 50 people. You guys took some serious wounds, though, too. Beleg, you did take a javelin to your face, and you have a mean cut just along your jawline. It'll probably scar over nicely, but it's right along your jaw. Steve, yeah, you took an arrow to the shoulder. It has been a hell of a day. You look like shit. And the rain has let up now. You even hear a couple of those spring bird chirps in the plaza here. Although it's gruesome, the meat wagoneers, boy, they are like a squeegee on the plaza of Pole, the human squeegee, as they clean it all up nice. They may have gotten you great return on investment as they come up to you, Beleg, and say,
"To the White Chain, Master, and what did we say? A silver for the cartload?"
I flip him one silver for the cartload, and then I flip him another silver for the next time.
"Right, and please though, sir, we do have our own abattoir. We will take the bodies for sausage meat. Just another silver for the bodies. We'll even remove the armor and trinkets." My boy is sick at home too.
That's not a bad deal.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
I don't want to dispose of bodies.
Steve comes up and like does a little tug at his sleeve.
And he's like, I probably have a few daggers in that cart. Can you maybe trade one of these silver for those daggers back?
The other fellow, you know, comes around and who hasn't spoken yet says,
oh yes, young master, indeed. I'll take your silver tuppence here. And what's the young master looking for then? Throwing spikes? Oh, here, some. Oh, yes.
And gingerly he picks them out and deftly hands you, oh, like 16 or so spikes, Steve.
all right, yeah, as a parting shot.
Can I go up to Leah and see if maybe she can help mend my wounds here? I'm not doing so well either, so.
Okay,
can I wander over there and ask her?
Hey, yeah, Leah, in all of this kerfuffle, and while you guys have been chatting and stealing swords, Rook, she seems to probably have left ahead of the meat wagons heading back here down towards the wizard and spear. But just quickly, the meat wagoneers bid you farewell and do indeed promise that they will show up. And the other fellow, I mean, both of them are masked, but the second fellow speaks and says,
farewell, farewell. My friend here is the brains of the outfit. He's also the cashier, so do make sure to pay him and see you at the White Chain. Tra-la-la.
And he starts with a long, curved blade. Yeah. He starts right in front of you, disemboweling bodies. And but quite quickly, you imagine they'll be at the White Chain in no time with a nice pile of armor and trinkets and weapons.
Nice. Robin, can we say to the guard again, we're in no fit state to go parlay with anyone? So
no, we haven't cleaned up.
Sergeant Sandred.
Yeah, can he send for what was his name?
Nathalie.
Nathalie, can he send a message to Nathalie to meet us at the White King?
Yeah, you guys already setting up your miniature kingdom. Okay, so you're gonna tell him come to our audience. Yeah.
We're the new owners of the White Chain. Yeah.
We need to get showered.
We'd love to host him as our first honored guest.
Yeah.
I like it.
And so Sandred here is looking sort of forlorn as he also walks southwards. Because, you know, the quartermaster's barracks is right beside the wizard and the spear. So you guys are like all coming back along the same way. And the quartermaster and the injured guards, the one who have survived, I mean, they're long gone. He's sort of held back and he's walking beside you, Kaitoa, and you ask him just that. He looks up and says,
"You then, the white chain, you intend to have an audience with the mayor in your establishment?"
"Yes."
"Yeah." "Very well then, very well."
Gives you a salute and turns around.
Anything else?
Yeah, wait, hold on. Is there a good little dry goods equipment store that is looking for good price on armor, weapons, that kind of thing?
To sell or to buy?
I guess we're in a buyer's market right now.
There's the crossed axes, and in almost every district in Bulb, you'll find merchants and resellers of all types, of varying quality. There must be hundreds. In fact, the administrator would be able to answer your question the best. Why, he'll tell you the amount of glove makers and bookbinders, buckle makers and wine sellers. Young master?
How's that? Have you sent him to the White Chains prior to the mayor?
Indeed, indeed, my lord, indeed.
And he bows quite ferociously now in front of you, Rook, and he's being sent off.
Anything else?
Put a stake on that gross eggplant on your head.
Oh, yes.
And he wanders away, rubbing his head. And yeah, he seems to, although the entire time he didn't notice it, he seems to have lost like a couple teeth from hitting the cobblestones. All right, you guys are intending then to go to the White Chain At least go south. You're looking for some healing.
I'd love to go do a short rest when we're at the White Chain.
Anything else before you go back to the White Chain?
Steve is still interested in these gnolls. Like, this is not Lot Moreau. This is a really big city. How the hell did these gnolls get into this part of town? Like, see, I think that's the one thing that's still bothering Steve.
That's something to ask the administrator, I'm sure.
Yeah, and the brigadine over my shoulder, I'm pretty sure he's got a thing to say.
Yeah, he'll say plenty while he's helping Kaitoa clean the armor.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in the plaza has been cleaned up by the meat wagons, right? We don't have to loot the bottle. Yeah.
No, we're good.
Yeah,
they're just like wholesale grabbing all the carnage.
Yeah,
I'm pretty happy with the new sword that I've got. I'm good.
I want to go off and poke the hamstrung brig and be like, we got a lot of talk about, buddy.
I'm so excited to meet you.
Is he still gagged?
No,
Leah pulled the gag out, didn't she?
Yeah,
she pulled the gag out.
Okay, well, so Steve, as you guys are poking and prodding him, like, oh man, the tension is ratcheting up. As you guys turn left from South Main Street, you can go to what you're now calling just, your White Chain.
It's our clubhouse.
And if you just continue a little further, you hit the barracks and you veer right, and then you're off to, and then one step down from the Wizard and Spear, and then again 10 minutes from Dorophil's apartment. Where are you going?
We're going down to the White Chain, aren't we?
White Chain,
yep.
Okay.
Can we, I want to ask the guys if we should include, see if we can get Mickey and Dorophil over at the chain.
We gotta send a run.
If they want to, at least be a part of the conversation, either in the background or directly with this guy.
Why don't you send Stolas with a little message?
He's following the meat wagon to make sure it comes, but yeah, and then I guess he can.
Yeah. I mean, if the meat wagon's gonna be true to their word, they're gonna go straight. So we'll probably get there around the same time after.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Beleg, I have one quick question for you. Remember the stone?
Yeah, I was curious about that.
Do you think you took it?
Yeah, I probably took it.
Okay, you took it.
Yeah.
And you start remembering just now, that little blue stone. As you start thinking about ways to communicate, you know, to Dorophil, and the party starts talking about what they're doing, and okay, you guys are going to go hole up in this empty White Chain establishment. No furniture or anything that's there is all undercover. You see, and stop me if I've forgotten anything, as you guys are approaching and chatting away and maybe considering what to do, you see the blonde-haired woodmaker. Oh, double points. Anybody who can remember this guy's name.
Blonde-haired woodmaker?
The woodworker.
Yeah, the guy who's fixing the door that had termites.
Anyway, you'll hear his name soon enough. He turns around and it looks like he has gone back to mending the door quite furiously. I mean, he still looks absolutely terrified. Sweat is pouring off his brow, and he's furiously just like plastering a plank on the hole. He's given up fashioning a proper plug for the door as you guys approach the White Chain. And sorry if I missed something. Did you want to send, are you trying to do owl messaging or something?
I just had the owl make sure that the meat wagon true to their word.
They seem to have taken a right, and they've gone back over Toll Bridge Tower there to South Pole Docks. Sure enough, right beside the Polba River is a nice little abattoir that is processing farm animals and these bodies right alongside each other and churning them into sausages. And Stolas has sort of perched on the abattoir window and is looking in. And just as you check in with Stolas, sure enough, those two same wagoneers, would be the really nice way to describe them, are coming back with mostly clean armor. But they seem to have only kept reasonably intact stuff, and it could be 20 or 30 pieces, and they're coming back over Toll Bridge. Nice. and they seem to have no problem paying coppers. Stolas is essentially shadowing them, and virtually now, there's Stolas, and there's the Meat Wagoneers guys. They're coming in to the square, the quite impressive square that the White Chain dominates, and you guys are standing right outside of.
Solid. Can I, as they're doing that and we're walking up on the buddy that's mending the door, can I kind of approach him and say, hey, good sir, we've got some guests that are coming to the White Chain. Where can we get some good meats and veggies for our guests that are coming? And
I'm just we want a charcuterie platter.
Yeah. Exactly. Some good wine, ale, and delicious meats.
Me? I repaired the door, a menial task, and what's the sound of battle and a war horn? You're back so soon. Get inside. Get inside.
And although he recognizes you guys from, the previous hour, yeah, I mean, he is just frantically shutting this door and barring the door and beckoning you all to come in.
Bellick puts his hand on his shoulder and says, don't worry about it. The battle's over. You can take your time on making this door beautiful.
We need food and wine and ale.
And Bellick wipes some blood away from his brow as well.
We can maybe get Clipboard Lady, who's still upstairs, to send for someone.
Yeah, Bellick wants to take a shower.
Well, he is calmed a little, Bellick, by your reassuring presence. And he does start to take note that the construct has a brigand over his shoulder and is just covered in signs of battle.
What happened? I heard the screaming.
I don't know what started it. The chaos broke out at the public execution. And, well, we don't like to see chaos break out in a town where we just bought an inn.
We don't start fights. We finish them.
We finish them.
Brigands and bandits in Paul Plaza. Amazing. And, did you see the administrator to get a license? Welcome, new owners, then. Welcome, welcome.
And his head is bobbing up and down. All of it. The moment you said new owners, he virtually forgot about what you were talking about.
I just want to say to him, that's who's coming for some food and ale, is the administrator and the mayor.
He drops his little hammer and his little chisel. Here?
Yeah, we gotta get this place in order.
Shorva! Shorva!
And he starts running into the back. He's shouting, Shorva! And, it's not that dark inside now that the doors are fully open. There's still the light coming from the back, and he sort of dashed into the back.
Robin, I'm going to set this brigand down in a chair and tie him to it and put one of the cloths from, you said there was a bunch of cloths, draped everywhere?
That's right, yep.
I'm going to use that to, put it over his head so he can't see anything.
Okay.
Waterboard him.
Yeah. I'm going to tell him, hey, start thinking about what you're going to tell us, because you need to get some answers really quick, or I'm going to use your tongue to clean my armor.
Steve is kind of watching this unfold, and he's like, I don't approve of it. I'm going to go get... I'm going to go take a walk. And, you guys could have a conversation with this guy. I'm gonna go meet up with Dorfil and our good friend. Tell him what's what.
Yeah.
Does that mean you're foregoing your short rest?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine.
Sweet.
Fresh sausage at the docks.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Some Knoll sausage.
50% everything.
It's the all meat.
The
you
hot dog.
Three, Steve, as you sense potentially some enhanced interrogation techniques about to happen, you're going to say, take a stroll down South Wall Street back to Dorfil?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I want to go let them in on the situation and that we've got a new little clubhouse.
Okay. I'm pretty intrigued by the interrogation tactics here that are going on, and kind of frothing to be involved. So I'm going to sit and wait.
Beleg's going to, because the meat wagon is there for us, right?
Yeah.
Just as Steve, you're leaving, or you're turning around to leave. Yeah, that meat wagon that was escorted by Stolas is unloading all the armor into a neat bundle. Man, these guys are efficient. And, nice. Yeah, it's delivered, guys. And,
delivered as promised, pie, please.
And he sticks out a calloused hand.
Beleg says, that's fantastic, and tosses him, because he tossed him 2 silver down at the plaza already. I'm going to toss him another 5 silver just as a thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ah, thank you very much. And the other guy does a little twirl, and you see them turn away and back towards, you know, the toll bridge in the South Docks District. These wagoneers have left you some nice bundles of armor, weapons, and trinkets.
Hey, Kaitoa, how's your intimidation? It's good, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. And Beleg doesn't really think he needs to be there intimidating these guys, and he's going to go take a short rest and a shower.
Short rest and a shower.
You just walk in. Where are the showers?
Yeah. Where's the tub?
Well, there is, you know, there's a hotel establishment upstairs. It is on the higher end of things. But yes, you guys walk in here, and now this fellow, the woodworker fellow, is coming back into the front, and he is joined by the little lady who still has, her eyes are so puffy, and her face is all red. And she's clutching her little clipboard now, not at all looking at it, but more out of like a security blanket. She's clutching it tight, and she's looking around at every corner as if the shadows and the darkness are going to assail her.
I give her a little hug, but like a hips out hug, so I don't cover her in gore. Just like a little awkward pat. Like, don't worry, it's all good now. Yeah, just so I don't cover her in blood and guts.
You're walking up and trying to give a consoling move.
Yeah.
And Rook, what are you up to?
I'm going to let her know that we need some food and ale and wine for our honored guests that should be coming shortly behind us.
Are you the new owners, official?
Yes.
Very well. Very well. And your construct friend?
And recall, Kaitoa has slammed a bleeding hogtied brigand near the tables or onto a table or?
On a chair.
On a chair. Okay.
Tied to a chair.
Okay.
This is our, he's our partner and our enforcer.
Yeah, you really should take him to the back room.
We're going to be hosting very shortly.
All right. Well, that's not a thing I really am concerned with. So.
Steve's not here, but...
Porco, yeah. Porco,
Beleg is concerned about it.
Porco tells me we're having the official administrator, maybe the mayor, here now? Brunch is weeks away. I haven't planned anything.
I'm going to flip her a silver and say, can you arrange and quickly gather the finest meat and ale and wine that you can? Let me know how much you need.
Porco, come here. Go find your sick staff and bring them back right away.
And all of a sudden she takes out her quill, and now she seems motivated again, and she rips off whatever she was working on, and there's a blank page now, and she's taking your demands down, Rook, quickly. And it seems like you may have communicated correctly. The time is of the essence.
Can I also gonna say, we need a room upstairs for our friend here.
He's dead tired.
No, is there like a cellar or something like
that's
that?
What I mean.
Yeah.
There are take him upstairs.
2 rooms. Upstairs. I have a great suggestion. The 2 rooms with broken doors already. All the way at the back of the hallway and the far right. Room 211 and 210.
I pick him up, grab the chair, and take him upstairs.
You're stomping up there?
So I can go have a rest in the shower.
The white linens on the windows, I mean, it's the middle of the afternoon. They don't really block out too much light. I mean, it's not bright, but as you guys go up there, there's really not, I mean, it's not a layer of dust or anything like that. This place was only shut down like six or seven weeks ago, as they described. You do find two doors that have been, you know, completely deleted from existence. Kaitoa, at the end of this hallway, when you turn right, and you're putting the brigand down in one of these?
Mm-hmm.
This lancer?
Yeah, okay. In 210.
Oh man, I think his lancing days are about to be over. So, Kaitoa, you have gone upstairs for some sort of Kiefer Sutherland activity. Yeah. Beleg, you want a short rest? You want to clock an hour here? You feel you guys might find some way to clean up a bit. Rook, what are you up to? As the blonde woodworker left in a hurry, and as the list taker there, Shorva, the little lady, took all of your demands. Are you staying on the bottom floor? Are you heading up? And then we're going to cut back to Steve.
Well, I'm going to look at her and say, I need to rest and get myself ready for the our honored guests. Do you need anything more from me to make sure that we have everything paid for that we need?
You're the owners. No need to pay. The only thing I'm worried about is, well, is the city under attack? Or should I be worried? Should I get home to my hubby and my children?
No need to worry. We took care of it. If anybody tries to mess with the white chain, you come and wake me up, or any of us, or come and we'll take care of it.
You're putting me on guard and to wake you up? Okay, I'll put it on my list.
And she writes on her list, and you can see she's shakily writing. And she is diligently, Rook, now posted herself up at the front door that is partially repaired. And she's got her list and her little pen and looks quite determined at the front door, even though she's shaking.
Can I stop halfway up the stairs and say, you don't need to guard. Is there anybody that you know that would be a good bouncer?
She's looking back at you, Rook, and simply says,
I sent a parkour away. Some of the staff are pretty burly. The cook, the dishwasher will be here in no time, maybe.
When they get here, they can be guard. I need you to take care of everything else.
Okay, her teeth are chattering, but she nods and looks back with grim determination on the square outside of the white chain. You know, the rain has totally petered out, and the cobblestones are starting to dry now. And it's, again, it's sort of a sunny afternoon as you two go upstairs and find there is a fairly untouched room or two, Beleg. Can't say you find any full water buckets, you know, but there's everything that you guys in an hour can actually make yourself comfortable with and get all the blood and guts off and do a short rest. Anything else?
Nope, I already rolled my health, so I'm already back up.
Sweet. And then, Steve, it takes you only about 15, 20 minutes to make it back. And you're coming up the ramp to Dorophil's apartment. As you do pass through the Merchant's Gate, though, you look down towards, the South River District and towards the River Polba. It is quiet. Before the execution, bustling city. You know, after this war horn and whatever happened in Pol Plaza, things are not kicking back into gear super quick.
Okay. So am I coming up to the apartment?
You're there, buddy. You're where you want to be.
Okay.
The rest of your party is sleeping in some... They're squatting and sleeping. Sleeping and squatting.
Interrogating and sleep.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a once around the block kind of situation before I commit to... doing the apartment. I just want to make sure.
Okay. Roll a quick perception.
Oh yeah. That is 25.
You do see that Dorophil's apartment is sort of constructed in such a way and in such a part of the building that, I mean, it's like virtually a little Tourelle. You know, it's like a little tower. It has a view of the entire little area, and you notice that the ramp and the Dutch door is essentially like the only entrance. So it's a second-story apartment with only one entrance, these small, almost arrow slit like windows with small shutters. You don't see anything suspicious, Steve.
Sweet. I'm gonna go race up the ramp and hurriedly shaving a haircut as I try the door.
Okay, so you come back around the front, but yeah, you've now staked out 360 degrees around Dorophil's shack. You know, you have a good sense of it, and you rat-a-tat-tat, shaving a haircut. The door springs open, and you hear not Dorophil's voice, but
my urchin friend Steve, what a sight for sore eyes! Come
on
in,
this
badger's giving me a hell of a time.
People at the White Chain, and then we there was like a horn that blew off, and then we fought a bunch of gnolls and those brigands. We killed all of them. There was like 40 of them, and then we picked up the bodies. We fired these guys to throw stuff in a wagon, and then we went back to the White Chain, and now we own the White Chain. It's actually ours now. The administrator's going to come. He's going to talk to us about it. I think he's going to give us the White Chain, because we're pretty much heroes now.
Shut the door.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Take a breath of air, young man. Do you drink?
No.
Are you drunk?
No. We just had like this super awesome fight in the plaza. That guy running Andy or whatever. We went over to go see. He got hung and then he got cut into pieces. And the gnolls came and they tried to eat his face and his legs. I think they were looking for something. I'm not quite sure yet. But we killed a whole bunch of them. And then the bodies went back. And I think we're going to get a whole bunch of money from the armor. And we got one guy. I threw a dagger at his foot. I think he's going to die in the White Chain. I'm not quite sure though. And, the administrator's coming and we want to talk with him, but I think you guys would probably want to hear what he has to say, too, I guess.
Gurm now, of course, has adopted his Mickey voice.
That is a mouthful. I've had a chance here now that I've got my wits back to me to have a little chitty chat with Dorophil since you left again, but all this information is coming a little too quick here. I feel like I'm drinking from the River Poba. Now, did you say, most importantly,
and he looks at Dorophil, that you are meeting the administrator and the mayor of Pobe at the White Chain, the location of this, the Red Haze? I feel like you have a Nexus event happening. Steve, Owl, Badger, what are we going to do? And take this badger off my hands. I'm done with the pity. And he looks at Krizblick and shows him the back of his hand. And Krizblick kind of shies away a little bit. And it seems like now that neither of them are injured, they fucking hate each other.
I reach into whatever kind of gorpish concoction I've got and give Krizblick a little like ear tickle and feed her like a little bit of gorp.
Okay, Steve, you dumped a whole mouthful. Is there anything you need here?
I just want them to. So there's lots of rooms. I don't know what the administrator is going to say, but I think we want the bar. And I think we killed enough guys in that plaza that he's probably going to take us pretty seriously. But either you want to be a part of the conversation or you want to hear the conversation, I just figured I'd let you know.
So in the square, you saw this man killed, and then there was a battle between you and who?
Yeah, we killed a lot of gnolls. I'm not quite sure what they were doing in this town. We've caught them before, but this is a pretty big town. I don't know where they came from. Do they, like, live under the town? Is there a sewer system that's good here?
Knolls.
Knolls? Here, inside the walls.
Well, Steve. Not anymore.
Steve, man. And Mickey walks up and slaps you, Steve. You can make a dex saving throw.
Oh, I'm fucking Matrix dodging that shit. Maybe not. That's 15.
Oh, you dodge out of the way. Critical. Yeah, critical miss. Nonetheless, Mickey seems incensed.
Are you mad, boy? Why didn't you say so? Are you saying the wolves have been breached from where? The docks?
They attacked from the east.
The east? Towards yeah. Is. What is going on here is more simple than I could have ever imagined, Steve. To the White Chain.
And Dorophil's chair now seems to sprout a fifth wheel, and on the back, he seems to be able to mount Mickey on the back.
Oh, I just watched Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Totally getting it, like,
so,
Sean Connery, Harrison Ford.
They immediately seem to be extremely concerned. Mickey looks at you, Steve, and says,
look, Steve, if they've made it inside the walls, it means they've breached the outer walls. Did you see the quartermaster and his men? Hundreds of them.
Hundreds of men? No. No, they had, like, a handful.
Like 15, maybe?
Yeah, they weren't very useful. I think I threw a rock at one of them.
I did hear a terrible sound in the distance about half an hour ago amongst the bells and before the rain. I thought my brain was playing tricks on me. I thought it couldn't possibly be a gnoll horn this far north. Steve, your friends at the White Chain, meeting with the administrator and the mayor. Boy, I think that might be priority number two. Dorophil, let's get out of here. It's time to check the eastern gate.
And Steve, you see these guys, like, they take off down the ramp. And you're left with Krizblik and match doors swinging open to Dorophil's safe shack.
I'm going to send Stolas up in the air. I want to see eastern gate through his eyes.
Okay, and then what are you doing with the safe shack?
Is there anything cool left over in there?
I mean, right now they've left you to it. And then party, just to quickly check in with you, Kaito, I feel like, are you beating a guy to death during your short rest?
I don't need to rest, yes. And I can rest while doing, like, simple tasks. Yeah. And I think that, it is.
Yeah,
just, like one arm, like, still active while the rest of the body is, like, sleeping, just pummeling the shit out of him.
I feel like during this hour, I mean, you can probably interrogate this guy how you want. And Steve, okay, as Stolas takes off and sort of watches, I guess, as Gurm and Dorophil exit their little apartment courtyard and start heading down towards eastwards, towards the eastern gates of the city, you do see some smoke, or Stolas vision, see some smoke about, 2 miles off to the east, where the eastern road enters the city.
All right, I guess what I want Stolas to do is get as good a vision as possible. If there's carnage, if these gnolls have cut a path through, or
Stolas is now leaving the immediate area above Mickey and Dorophil. As Stolas flies closer, it is one thin black wispy smoke going up into the air. And as Stolas gets closer, this eastern gate here seems to be breached, and you see tons of what look like these grappling hooks left along the turrets and along the parapets here, and there is clearly the signs of a huge battle that was raging here. You still notice commoners and townsfolk screaming, and running, and Stolas actually does see, I guess, a couple of gnolls working their way through the crowds.
So that there's not like an army of gnolls, but like little packs?
A couple of darting gnoll tails.
And the mess and the fire is primarily just at the gate, and it's not kind of moving to new quarters kind of thing?
Yeah, it just seems like one of these towers has been, yeah, in some way compromised. And then I'll show you quickly on the map where you saw Dorophil and Mickey leave. They took their way out here, and then they seem to be going through sort of alleyways. And then Stolas left him about here, and then Stolas has flown over the temple quarter. And so Stolas would have flown over, you know, the temple of Kudur there, the war guard. And, yeah, there you are, Steve. Where are you going? And do you want to give a quick inspection of Dorfil's apartment?
Yeah. I want to see if there's anything.
Okay. Roll quick investigation. It's simply a one-room thing with, like, a kitchenette, cots along the side, and this daybed, and his sort of sitting table. It's, like, super, super Spartan.
No perception?
You can roll it, yeah.
I prefer perception. It's a little bit more my favorite.
Yeah.
16.
Do you notice that there are some relics? Look like military relics. And although there's almost nothing in this room, there is hanging on the wall what looks like some sort of plaque or some sort of inscription in, looks like Dwarvish.
What does it say?
Says Lieutenant Dorophil's Dragoons. And there is a emblem of a huge war pick on this plaque as well. So yeah, it says Lieutenant Dorophil's Dragoons and a war pick engraved onto it. Otherwise, yeah, if you're really going into sort of his, you know, his kitchenware and stuff, I mean, yeah, super sparse. I mean, a couple ceramic cups. There seems to be barely any sort of fresh fruit in here. You're not really sure, actually, how he gets on or gets by.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, I'm gonna head out and close the door. Do I close the door? Yeah, I guess I'm gonna close the door. I'll close the door, yeah.
16-year-old Steve.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Good man. No.
Oh, fuck. I leave.
Oh, no. Okay, so the door, like, Steve is just, he's in thought, and the door kind of swings just open. It came close to clicking close, but it didn't.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah,
well, there's two doors.
I want to get back to the...
No, I don't think either door's shut. Okay, so you're off. Where are you off to, Steve?
Back to the white chain.
Okay, so Kaitoa, Rook?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Beleg?
Yes?
The hour is up. And during that time, we'll say, Beleg, you've had just enough time to make yourself a little higher in hit points, a little higher in appearance. Kaitoa, we'll get to you in just a moment. Rook, same thing. You've regained your hit points. You guys roll that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I roll it.
I actually rolled 2 because I was fading pretty good, so I'm back up to 30.
You took two dice? Nice. Okay. So you're tending to your wounds, guys. Beleg, did you find that stone while you were freshening up?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's in my pocket.
Did you do anything with it?
Well, I would assume I've rubbed it, maybe held it to my ear, probably did an arcana check on it.
Okay, good. You roll your arcana check.
Another one of them good, negative ones.
Hey.
Oh, and it's a 3. God, I don't know anything about magic for being a magic guy.
For all you know, this stone seemed to maybe facilitate some of the conversation that you had with the folks at the Wizard and Spear, even though, you know, you weren't in the same room as them. And yeah. Rook, as you get out of your upstairs accommodations here and come back down the grand staircase, there's actually like a flurry of activity. Almost all of the white linens have been removed from at least, I don't know, 4 or 5 of these big tables. And the chandelier is being dusted off by a couple of people on a huge, like a 25-foot ladder. And there's a spread as well. It's pretty meager, and you do notice a distinct lack of sort of, you know, higher end and fresher foods, but nonetheless, like, there's some breads and cheeses, there's wine and a couple of tankards of ale. There seems to be, Rook, everything that you asked for on your list. Shorva there, the little lady with the clipboard, is standing at attention, still extremely nervous and looking over her shoulder and bowing before you.
All is perfect. Done.
Good work. I'm going to flip her a copper and check to see who's manning the door right now.
She takes your copper, but hands it back to you. No need, you're the owner. You pay me already.
You keep that for this good work on the short notice here.
Yes, my lord.
And she pops it into her little pocket or something. Okay, where are you going?
I want to see who's at the door manning it.
Okay, you go up there. Woodworker Porco, he is just finishing actually removing the terrible zombie planks he put over momentarily, and now he's actually gone back to fashioning a nice little plug. There is a very stout looking half-orc in front who is helping him kind of refit the door as well onto its hinges properly. So there's two out there, and there seem to be two barmaids who were acting as servers, and you heard some clanging of dishes in the back. That seems to account for the sort of on-call staff that have been roused.
Perfect. I approve the half-orc up front. I'm also... Can I check to see... and also ask the blonde-haired handyman what we have for barricading the front doors and the windows on the front, if need be.
Yeah, sure. So you're going to go ask whom?
The blonde-haired handyman.
Okay. So as you approach...
his name's Porco.
Porco.
Oh yeah. Porco.
We're going to cut... quickly back. So you're doing a little, like, it's like you're subtly, you're preparing for a dinner party and the apocalypse. It's funny.
Yeah, huh?
It's like, are we good for cheeses? Uh-huh. And are we good for boarding up the front door against gnoll attacks? Okay. So Kaitoa, now as your friends, you heard Beleg doing whatever he does, whistling away, and as you heard Rook probably like swearing at the walls and patching up his wounds, you have an intimate hour with this guy. And can you roll intimidation first?
Yep.
Sorry, buddy. I feel like I've kept you hanging for an hour and 15 minutes.
No, no worries.
Okay.
What is it?
I have a 14.
14. So, yeah, meets it, beats it. Okay, so in this case, what I'll say is, at the end of this hour, this guy is yours. You've broken him down. You've brought him up. You've broken him down again, where he is willing to talk. And can you roll a d4?
Yep. 2.
Okay. You were quiet and respectful in your torture. Okay. He held on for not that long. What information did you ask of him?
Where did the gnolls come from? Or what do you know about the gnolls?
As he looks up from his hand, he looks to you, Construct, and says,
from the Gulf of Galagi, and through Iz, it's owned in Sol's palm. The mayor's corrupt, and so's his administrator.
So the mayor is letting gnolls in.
All I know was I was supposed to take anyone I could who's alive back to Iz. Anybody with one of the 4 maps and any information on the vessel.
What vessel?
He looks at you, Kaitoa.
The vessel, of course. The vessel.
And he sputters blood. And that, my friends, is where we're going to leave you guys tonight.
All right.
Shit.
We got some more questions for this asshole.
Yeah, I can't get over the visual of Kaitoa like half shutting down, and yet one arm just like
still punching him,
just beating the fucking piss out of this guy.
Well, no, that's the nice thing is like I don't actually have to sleep, so that's why you were like I can do just any menial task and be resting. So it's kind of nice that I can like I could clean up the apartment and just still be resting.
It's just this awesome visual of the guy like, oh, maybe he's shut down, like trying to like shift away and then punch the head.
Sweet.
Man,
I do kind of feel bad for Tim Hansen, the poor puppeteer.
Tim Hansen.
We didn't care about the kids and the innocent people. We cared about the puppeteer.
Yeah.
Can we rename the bar Four Guys in a Feather?
So, Steve, you're with Krizblik and the owl alone, just, what, passing the time, right?
I'm following up with the Dorfil Gurm train, yeah.
Okay, so you're tagging along with them as far as they'll go, but are you veering off to the White Chain or not? Are you following them?
Or are they not going to the White Chain?
No, they started I'll just show you quickly because this will help me in figuring
out. Oh, shit. I thought they were coming
going to the east.
The White Chain.
They're going to the east.
Yeah, they started.
Yeah.
Stolas followed them to, as did you, out to the south road here.
Oh, shit.
And then Stolas, you said you dispatched Stolas at that point to fly directly to where you saw the smoke.
Yeah, I was interested in getting a Stolas eye view for.
And then it seems like Dorophil and Mickey went through this road here. They're staying on the outside of the walls.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they're going to where the gnolls are getting in.
Well, that's kind of a fight that I want to see, but.
And I got myself a new sword.
I'm
stoked about that.
A doll sword.
Fuck. Oh, what a moment. Dude, that was not expected.
That was hilarious.
Oh,
that was really funny.
Yeah,
is this a long sword or a short sword? I'm guessing
it's a long sword.
Perfect. I need it sharpened.
This gorgeous. And by the way, I only caught it afterward. Yes, Bard and Banker love that place. One of the only places I've been in that area. And yes, totally like that. Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Just gutted.
About a wine cellar.
Gesture to
Kaitoa. Yeah.
Young man, there is no. Oh, wait, young man, you're not here.
I'm not even there. Oh. This is still.
Disembodied no, voice, an anvil drops on your head. Have a wonderful week.
You too, sir.
You as well.
Yeah, I'm out, E2 boys. Have a good one.
All right, peace, man.
Later.